Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode about strength and resilience.
I love this topic so much because on the surface, they seem very similar, but in my opinion, quite different and affect us differently.
I totally agree. Strength and resilience are closely related, but as you said, they're not the same thing.
Yeah.
So what does strength mean to you? How do you define strength?
Well, I have to confess this time, explorers, I went to my dictionary.
I'm rubbing off on her, y'all.
She's rubbing off on me big time. And I just wanted to understand the nuance of strength versus resilience. Because to me, resilience is such a powerful and positive word. Mm. And strength feels very singular to me, a very concrete and hard word. Specifically, as it relates to our journey, physical strength implies unwavering, almost to a fault. And I think this word belongs in the physical world, related to physically strong muscles, lifting weights, Russian deadlifts, all those things we think of when we think of physical strength. But resilience, on the other hand, feels more pliable and flexible. Resilience is bouncing back from a challenge. It's responding as opposed to controlling or pushing, which is what strength feels like to me.
Something came to my mind as you expanded upon your distinction between the two terms. Strength seems very superficial. It's on the outside, what you can see. And I, like you said, if we're talking about exercise, I can lift whatever. But resilience is that deeper thing developed inside of you. And I agree with you completely. Strength and resilience, they're closely related, but they are not the same thing. Strength is the foundation of resilience, which will help you bounce back from those situations. You have to be mentally tough. You have to be mentally strong. You have to have that baseline of strength to build your resilience.
And how do you acquire that strength? Mm. If you've come from a particular background that did not model or did not give you the clues or the guidance as to how you develop strength. Is that something we're just born with? Is that something that we develop?
I love that you asked that question because I didn't necessarily go to the dictionary this time, but I did dive into resilience a little bit. Research shows that some people are genetically predisposed to be more resilient than others.
That sounds right. That feels right.
Certain genes have been identified as being associated with resilience. Those are the ones that regulate your stress hormones, your stress response, and your emotional regulation. Genetics is just one piece of the puzzle regarding resilience because you can build and learn as you go through life. Your environment plays a role in that.
I think that's important to address the studies of neuroplasticity and how we can change pathways. You can be born or predisposed to strength and resilience in whatever degree. And the formative years play an important part in that. But it's what happens and how you learn to deal with it. And those are skills that can be acquired.
Yes.
That's knowledge that can be acquired.
Exactly. Your predisposition to a thing does not guarantee that it'll happen or that you'll tap into those things. And like you said, your environment is crucial, especially in those formative years, because a supportive and nurturing environment or one where resilience is modeled can help build your resilience because you're looking at those people responsible for your new soul in this world and you, oh, my mom or dad or auntie or whoever is key in your life, oh, they were able to go through that. I have something to draw on because I've seen it.
That brings to mind dog training.
Mm-hmm.
Just hang here with me.
We're gonna ride. Let's go.
Hang here with me. So dogs respond to very quickly learn and internalize what their people.
Yes.
Know and internalize and how they react. Mm-hmm. And the newborn babies, it's the same thing.
Yes.
You understand energetically and even physically based on what you're seeing, physical expression, body language, you internalize that. This means good, this means bad, this means love, this means fear.
Oh, and how those wires could get crossed.
Yes.
If love is modeled in this way where it's hurtful and harmful.
I'm reading about this currently. I'm reading What Happened to You, which is...
The Oprah book?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. It's Bruce Barry and Oprah having this conversation. I love the conversational style in the book. It helps make the subject palpable. These are two humans. They're having a conversation about these realities and this human journey. They talk about exactly this, how some people are more equipped based on their early experiences for processing emotion, for responding to challenges. Resilience is often used regarding trauma and trauma-inspired events and healing from trauma. It's appropriate to use it in that way, but resilience is a way of being, a way of operating in the world. No matter what size challenge comes your way, it's the ability to learn, to grow, to be flexible, to create a deeper awareness. And for me, resilience is more complex. It's a multifaceted word when we're speaking of the human journey as opposed to strength.
I want to also mention that strength and resilience, we're talking about being strong and being able to bounce back from challenges and setbacks. Those two terms don't mean you're invulnerable or unbreakable. Mm-hmm. Everyone faces challenges and setbacks. It's okay to feel vulnerable and or overwhelmed at times. The key is building your strength and resilience to overcome those challenges and continue moving forward.
The first few times we encounter, maybe as teenagers or young adults or whatever stage it is, that we encounter these obstacles, we learn by looking around, but we also learn by feeling how we feel about that event, and then we have choices at that point. That's where the vulnerability and the strength comes in, that you learn that this feeling or challenge is not going to physically kill me, and that helps you develop your resilience.
That reiterates that resilience is, like all of these processes and topics that we talk about, is an ongoing process. You don't just do it one time and be like, well, that's it. I've reached top tier resilience. This is it. Because the universe will be like, challenge accepted. Hold my beer.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. You're like, you think you got resilience.
Is that what you said?
Let's check that out. Let's test that, shall we? Let's test that theory. Oh, priceless. That's priceless.
It's really important to be patient and kind to yourself when we are being tested or challenged. There's no good reason or use to beat yourself up if you don't handle the situation initially how you know you're capable of handling it.
And maybe you don't know that you're capable of handling it. And that's okay too. And you come through it and you're like, well, I learned something there, and maybe there's a different way I could approach that next time, because that is going to come around again.
And again.
And again. Hold my beer.
That's what the universe says.
That's hilarious.
That's the universe. Everyone knows that.
I love that very much. I was reading about The Alchemist, which I read years ago, and I remember it being impactful, but I don't remember why, which is hilarious. And Paulo Coelho is the author, Brazilian author, right, and lyricist. And the quote from the book is, and one has to understand that braveness is not the absence of fear, but rather the strength to keep on going forward despite the fear. And we've talked about that before when we talked about shadows and light, going within, going into the cave, knowing full well that not everything is going to be pleasant, but it's the going in and the hanging out until you learn something or until you grow in some way, knowing that there's always the light. You can always come back up.
I love that. So when we think about resilience, why is resilience important? We've touched on it, being able to handle stress, cope with adversity. Why would we choose to build our strength as the foundation of resilience? Why would we want to do that?
Listeners, I would like to know the answer as much as you. I'm not sure where Tara's going with this, but I'm like, yes, why? Why? Because I still don't love that word, strength.
You still don't love it?
I still don't love it.
What? Why does it bother you so?
It just feels very hard to me. It feels very external. It feels very like somebody flexing their whatever.
Right.
And I just love a softer word, a softer idea, because it indicates flow and movement and response and space and freedom and air. Braveness is vulnerability. Braveness is strength. Braveness helps us develop our resilience as we move forward through a challenging experience and see that we can do this thing, or we can handle or feel this emotion and not explode or implode. So talk to me.
I think that is the answer. You answered the question without realizing you were answering the question. You want to do this or grow through these challenges and setbacks at the very base of it, just so you're better prepared for the next time. Because in this road of life, this journey that we're on together, there are going to be other opportunities to flex.
I love it. I love it. And I love that you said opportunities.
There will be other opportunities to showcase your resilience.
Showcase your resilience. Yes. I love that. I would not say that I came into the world as a particularly resilient being. And it's been an interesting up and down understanding about emotional processing and learning how to take a situation and help it launch me into a better or more efficient version of myself, even as opposed to going through all of the dramatic reactions. I can step back and look at it differently. I have a long way to go, my friends.
We all do. I think we all do. There's a certain inspiration in knowing you've been through a lot and what you've overcome is so big, and you're like, oh, I can handle it. I'm kind of doing okay. Even if all of these things have happened to me, I've been in these situations, I can handle whatever comes next, however big or small that thing is.
There's a confidence that comes. Security. Absolutely. That comes in knowing that this thing or whatever's coming your way, you got this.
You got this.
You got this. It's a really important life skill and an attribute in the human experience that I desperately want my children to know and understand. And it makes life easier to understand that we don't all have the same level of resilience, but we can build it. And it's like anything else, it's a habit creation. Yeah.
Just made me think we're stronger than we think we are. As a parent, as a partner, as a person doing life, we're stronger than we think we are.
That feels very encouraging, doesn't it, explorers? I love that. We're stronger than we think we are. Brené Brown.
Oh my gosh.
I just have to shout out. I have to call.
I love her up. So much.
I love her so much too. And her book, Daring Greatly, talks about bravery, not being this idea of the knight going to battle, but in fact it's the awareness and the quiet accessing of your feelings about something. It's the ability to be vulnerable, to connect with another human being and trust. You know, that's bravery. And she talks about it so beautifully. I love all the research that she's done. That is some good stuff. Daring Greatly, another good book.
The idea of the soldier or knight going into battle, it's not the charging ahead where your strength or resilience comes from. It's the choosing to start. Oh, I'm going to sign up. That choice, that's where it is, not actually in the action.
I love this so much. Showing up, signing up, that's where it begins.
Yes.
What about our bodies? We talked about physical strength in terms of our bodies. But there's a resilience within our body, the ability, our immune system, and the ability to heal, the ability for cells to regenerate, and the ability for our brain to develop new pathways. These are all nuanced physical representations of our body, which we've talked about is like a microcosm of the macrocosm.
Yes.
And it's so intriguing to me that we have all of this resilience capability and healing capability within our physical body, and therefore within our everything else body.
Resilience as the vehicle for healing.
Yes. Yes.
As you speak about your cells regenerating and your brain creating new pathways, the trauma or the challenge or the setback or the thing we are recovering from, that's healing. Resilience is your healing. Resilience is the thing that your body can refer back to when we think about getting sick. Oh, my body is now better equipped to handle this thing. I recognize it.
Resilience has to do with adaptability and opening the awareness that this is natural. Whatever happens in our physical body, we're not telling our immune system, hey, white blood cells, get on over there.
Go to work.
Do
right
the
now.
Thing. Okay. Because I'm
your
feeling
job.
A little sniffles, whatever. And in the same way, in the other aspects, it's not as automatic, let's say.
Yes.
And the reason why is it not as automatic, Tara? It's because our brain gets in the way. I'll
it's
tell
just
you that
trying
right
to protect
now.
Us.
I know.
It's like, oh, that's icky. Let's not go there. Wallop.
Trying to protect us. 100%. Also, if we want to learn the thing, get beyond the thing, and see the challenge and get the gravy, get the beauty, get the growth out of it, we can't bury our head. We can't just say, well, this will handle itself, or let me look the other way. It's keeping your eye on whatever the thing is and working through it.
Knowing that it's there and moving forward.
It could be teeny tiny. It could be huge. No matter the size of the challenge, how you approach it, how you take that first step and think that first thought is going to inform the simplicity or the hardness of the road ahead.
What I'm hearing you say is that resilience is a mindset shift.
What? 100%.
My favorite phrase is, let's change the narrative. Reframe that challenge as an opportunity for growth. Let's change the narrative. Oh, this thing is so bad. It's so horrible. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Let me flex my resilience. Not focusing on the negative, that mindset shift, choosing to forge through.
Thinking about considering, have you considered that there may be other ways to look at it and that there are silver linings and benefits of this particular experience. It's something that you need to successfully move forward on your journey. So what is that thing? What is this particular thing helping me with, teaching me, opening
that.
Me up to?
I love that. We touched on a little bit before about a misconception about resilience being the same as unbreakable. But it's not that. Being resilient doesn't mean you never feel overwhelmed or stressed out. Everyone experiences that at some point. We said multiple times, resilience is about being able to grow through those challenges. I think Oprah said that too. We grow through what we go through.
Oh, yeah. I always picture the little dandelion.
Isn't
or the
it?
Little
just, coming,
just
up.
Coming up right through the sidewalk, right through the pavement. You're like, you little, what the doing over
what?
There?
I'm just growing.
Amazing.
I'm just growing.
When I read definitions for strength and resilience, I got strength to mean it's the capacity of an object or substance to withstand great force or pressure. But what I like about the nuance of resilience, it's the capacity to withstand or recover quickly or not from difficulties and challenges. So there's this withstand, I can take this thing, but I'm also recovering and moving forward as a greater version of myself, as more. If you can develop resilience, you're good.
Because
like
whatever life throws at you,
yes.
You know that you're going to be okay.
It's hard, perhaps. It's a challenge, perhaps. It's daunting. It might even force you to pivot somewhere you didn't expect. But let me tell you, that pivot
changes everything.
That's going to be just perfect.
You want to get in our bodies a little bit?
It's time.
All right.
We've been talking and talking and talking about strength and resilience. And this is a little tune you brought to me that I didn't even know existed before today. Katy Perry, love her. Love her strength and ability to speak some taboo things. It's called Resilient.
How spot on.
Let's dance.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
We introduced our song. Karen and I danced it out a little bit in studio.
Felt so good.
So you know what time it is now. It's time for our question of the day.
QOTD.
Yeah. Okay, so today's question, beautiful explorers. What is one or two ways you show your resilience?
I'm going to jump in.
Jump on in.
I'm going to jump in the pool, the resilient pool. Oh, goodness. What is happening? I got into my body and I feel real good right now. First thing, always first, compassion for myself. Whatever my initial feelings or reactions are for whatever I fear about the thing or feel frustrated, sad, whatever it is, first have compassion for myself, for where I am on my journey. And then the second part, which we touched on earlier, is what can I learn? So detaching from the challenge, the activity, detaching from intense emotion about it, and just pulling back and wondering, getting curious about what can I learn, and reframing it. That's how I begin to develop resilience and continue.
Okay. So I have two as well. The first one is more of an internal thing. For me, how I showcase my resilience is maintaining a positive outlook. I stated earlier, let's change the narrative. Mm. Having a positive outlook on life helps me keep my hope, and tap into motivation in those difficult times. So internally, maintaining a positive outlook. Okay, I recognize this thing or this situation. This is not it. I'm hopeful. I'm motivated. Let's go.
Oh, it's so good. Okay.
And then my second thing is an external thing, which helps my internal, is building supportive relationships. I surround myself with people who encourage me, who support me on this resilience journey. Mm. They also help me stay motivated. They also help me tap into the hope for things being beyond this moment.
That was so damn wise that I have to just take a moment. Things being beyond this moment. Sometimes our tribe, our people, can help us see that. Yes. When we can't see
it. We're too close to it. We're right in the middle of it. And then you go to your support group, your people, your person. We talked a little bit before about your tribe, who you surround yourself with matters. That is the external piece that helps build my resilience, helps showcase my resilience. Talking to them, going to them, hey, I'm feeling X. Hey, I'm going through Y.
I find it very interesting that mine was all internal and yours was so positive, hopeful, and going external, because my MO, my friends, explorers, has been, I got this. I do it solo. I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out. And I'm understanding now, in the past few years of my life, we all need somebody to lean on. Mm. And that we don't have to, nor are we wired to go it alone. So I love,
it's not how we were designed,
that you took it from internal to external. And I stayed internal. And I'm going to learn from this. That helps me.
Yeah.
Your answer to that question helps me. So thank you.
Support system, I'm here for you. At some point in my life, that hyper-independence, that's going to be a whole nother episode.
Oh, gosh.
That hyper-independence, which I've learned, is a trauma response. I can't count on people. I can't do this. And it's, wait, remembering how I was designed and created to be in community, that's how I get through this. So hold on to that little nugget. go external. It's okay. Find your people, the ones that are safe, the ones that encourage you, the ones that build you up, the ones that get you to change the narrative, shift your mindset.
And the ones that'll listen to you, that will listen to you.
Sometimes that's all we need.
Yeah.
I need to talk it out. I need to get this out because it's in my head and it's swirling around and I'm the only person in my head.
Unfortunately.
So sometimes you just have to get it out.
Yes.
And when you're going to your people or your person, just let him know, hey, I just have to get this out. I'm not looking for a solution. Do you have the capacity to support me in this moment? Yes. Great. And then you word vomit all of the things that are swirling around in your head.
Excellent. Yeah. What a gift to go to someone and know that they will listen and still love you and support you.
When people share those moments with me, show their strength in being vulnerable, I love them even more for it. It's like, oh, you thought enough about me to let me go deep into the dark with you.
To trust me.
That
means the world,
right? I love you for that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So explorers, we'll post about this after you have listened to this episode. We would love to hear how you have been able to showcase your resilience.
Yes. And even if you're understanding, learning the concept, developing the awareness that this is something that you can strengthen, flex, work with, tell us about that too.
Okay. So you guys know after we do the question of the day, Karen and I summarize today's journey and we come up with a quote. When I tell you we came up combined with 20 quotes,
so many quotes.
For resilience, we have to have more episodes on resilience.
Diving deeper, yeah.
There was one in particular that stuck out.
That we both came up with as these
strong.
Made
it bold.
Yes.
So, Karen.
I shall. This is a lovely quote by Nelson Mandela. Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again.
All you have to do is get back up again.
You're gonna fall. We're gonna fall. That's what we do. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. It's getting back up. It's leaning on your people to get back up.
Yes. Can you help me up, please?
Take a hand. Somebody's giving you a hand. You take the hand. You get back up. And you keep taking steps. Baby steps. That's all it takes.
That is our wish for you, explorers, that you continue to get back up again every time.
Absolutely. Here's to resilience.
I love it so much. Katy Perry told us, explorers, you were born to be brilliant. Stay tuned for more episodes on resilience. There will be more. We got to get through the other 19 quotes.
And thanks so much for listening and joining us today, explorers. We really love that you're here on this journey with us. You take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.